A lonely young man on an apartment floor had drank so much he could stand no more. So he fell asleep with a troubled brain and dreamed that he rode a hellbound train. The engine with human blood was damp, and the headlight was a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, and the furnace roared with a thousand groans. The tank was filled with lager beer, and the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were a mixed-up crew, churchmen, atheists, Baptists, and Jews. The rich in satins and the poor in rags, beautiful girls and wrinkled old hags. Black men, yellow, red, and white, all chained together, a fearful sight. The train rushed on at an awful pace, and sulfur fumes burned hands and face. Wilder and wilder the country grew, and faster the engine flew. Loud and terrible thunder crashed, and wider, brighter lightning flashed. Hotter still the air became, till clothes were burned from shrinking frame. Then came a fearful ear-splitting yell, Satan yelled, gents, the next stop's hell. Was then the passenger shrieked in pain and begged the devil to stop the train. He shrieked and roared and grinned with glee and mocked and laughed at their misery. My friends, you bought your seats on this road and I've got to go through with all of the load. You bullied the weak and you cheated the poor, and the starving tramp you've turned from your door. You've laid up gold till your purse is bust, and you've given play to your beastly lust. You've mocked at God in your hell-born pride. You've killed and cheated and plundered and lied. You've double-crossed men you swore and you stole. Not a one but has perjured his body and soul. So you paid full fare and I'll carry you through. If there's one don't belong, I'd like to know who. And here's the time that I ain't no liar. I'll land you all safe in the land of fire. There your flesh will scorch in the flames that roar. You'll sizzle and scorch from the rind of the coal. Then the young man awoke with a thrilling cry. His clothes were wet and his hair stood high. And he prayed as he never until that hour to be saved from hell and the devil's power. His prayers and his vows, they weren't in vain, for he paid no fare on the hellbound train.